for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Yo.
Hello, and welcome to Wednesday.
Yep, it is Wednesday. It's a hump day.
Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
669.
Right here for you.
That's right. We talk about a daughter beating her mom with a vibrator.
That sounds fun. And somebody didn't flush the toilet.
Flush the toilet. The toilet. Thanks for listening on Hump Day. Flames is here again. Huh? It's asshole.
That's cool. Yeah. Who is this?
It's the fucking Lemon Pipers. Can't you listen? Pay attention, dude. It just came out of my mouth. I think it's a euphemism for weed, isn't it?
I don't know.
Come on, it's my green tea. You put your weed in the
tambourine.
All
I know is Leroy felt this stabbing pain in her prostate when Bill Brawny asked her a question.
Bill Brasky!
What's that smell?
Wait. My green tambourine. Welcome to Hump Day here at the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Yep. We've got a green tambourine full of weed, and we're smoking it up like there's no tomorrow.
Yep. You want to bang on your green. Bang, 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 bang.
Do you bang on it? So this is the weirdest thing ever. I say, before the show, which is normal, I'll say, hey, you guys got any suggestions for intro?
My green tambourine.
You guys are all, how about green tambourine? I'm like, oh, by the Lemon Pipers? How did I... I don't understand how I knew that. And then Flames is late to the show always. How you doing, Flames?
Good. How you doing?
He's like, who is this?
Lemon Piper.
It's the fucking Lemon Pies purse.
Yeah.
I've got Lemon Pies in my purse. It's a Lemon Pie purse.
Hold your tongue and say Lemon Pipers.
'60s
psychedelic pop group.
Yeah, I bet Hans has this album.
Or Bubblegum.
Really?
He loves Bubblegum Rock.
Booba Records. Buddha Records. You know, you want to know,
excuse
something.
Me while I play.
My
green.
Sam.
Green.
Wait, is that just what color they had in stock when you went and bought it, or?
He prefers green.
Oh.
Because he's a weed head.
You want to know something really cool about these guys?
Yeah. Well, it better be something really cool. There is nothing.
Find something cool about it. Green tambourine.
Kind of Christmassy band, with the tambourine.
Now I know what it is. I finally get it. He's a street performer, and he puts his tambourine out there, and people put money in it.
The band left their label in 1969 and later dissolved.
Whoa, did they fucking fall into
the
acid vat?
They got wet.
Three of the guys, Bartlett, Walmsley,
yeah,
and Nave, formed Starstruck. Whose recording of a Lead Belly song called Black Betty,
whoa, Black Betty,
was reworked by producers and released in 1977 under the name of Ram Jam.
Well, that's the coolest thing about the Lemon Pipers right there.
Yep.
They have a fucking tie to Ram Jam. I need something to Ram Jam down in the hole of this pipe. Could you guys hook me up with something Ram Jammer?
What do you need?
Like a poker or a pencil or a pen or a little penis. Something. Something. Just something. A pencil, pen, penis, pussy, poker. Just something to get the ashes out of this pipe because I'm hurting myself. No, I got to do it. If I'm going to break my pipe, I'm going to be the one.
This Ram-a-lam.
Oh, Black Betty. Ram-a-lam. I got black my shit.
Make up your mind. Is it a ram or a lamb?
I would like to ram a lamb.
They also had a song called Rice Is Nice. Have you ever heard that song?
Whoa, rice is nice.
Rice is nice.
But liquor's quicker.
My rice is a nice.
The Green Pipers did? Or the
Lemon
Pipers?
The Lemon Pipers did.
I don't know the rice song.
I don't either.
Dude, that's not rice.
That's
a big bowl full of
that's
raw.
That's just not rice.
Called Hardcore.
Whoa. The Hardcore?
No, Hardcore.
Just hard.
Hardcore.
That's pretty hardcore for back then.
It is.
Hey, we want you guys to get out and do some humping. It is hump day today. Thanks for listening. And
they had two albums, and then they had the best of the Lemon Pipers album.
Which is just half of each album.
I guess.
If you release albums that have five hits on them, then you can have a greatest hits after
you
two albums.
You just release one album. That is the best of the stuff that you released, because that's the only stuff you're, it's got to be, right?
Yeah. Dude.
So go out and buy a Lemon Piper album. Something's at your local FYE, because that's the only music store left, right?
Something's weird with my fucking headphones right now.
Ooh.
Is that the last... How about that? Did that help it?
Oh, it wasn't the sound.
I know, but
quality.
Sometimes you just hit my mic and fixes things.
It just
no,
felt
the
weird.
The cord was wrapped around it. I wouldn't. Maybe you'd try that.
We need a magical Negro like they did on Key and Peele.
Did you just say magical Negro?
Yeah, on Key
and
Peele.
There can only be one magical Negro.
I never saw that. I never get. I'm stupid. Why haven't I set my DVR to record Key and Peele yet?
Poof. And
it was
the name
pretty
was
funny.
They are funny.
Get your own troubled white man. Yep. It was a scenario in which, imagine if there's a troubled white man and a magical Negro came to save him, but then another magical Negro came to save him and they didn't like each other. And so they faced off while the white dude just stood there watching the whole thing in disbelief. And then this woman comes in afterwards. And he's like, "Are you another magical Negro?" And she's like, "What? Did you just call me a Negro, bitch?"
Well, yeah.
Those guys are funny, but I can't help but think all your jokes are just race related. They're funny.
Of course they are.
But I mean, you know. do you watch movies?
I don't.
Why not?
I'm just kidding. Of course I do.
When was the last time you watched a movie and a movie thought Trey?
Oh, I don't do that.
You know that they're trying to pass a bill in Connecticut?
You're talking weird, dude.
I know. I'm talking weird this week.
Last week, too.
But Connecticut? But they're trying to pass a bill where in movie theaters they can't go above 85 decibels.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. Not for deaf people like you, I suppose, but...
Oh, that's what I'm saying! I go to the movies to be taken into the whole thing. 85 decibels is only the equivalent of your average traffic.
All right. Well, probably in, like, New
beep,
York.
Beep. Oh, geez.
Average traffic. I think that's heavy traffic.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe they meant average traffic in New York.
Portland.
Portlandia.
Do you know, and I don't know if this is true, but in L.A., you know, to the stars and stuff, when they go to get awards and stuff, they give them cars and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
In L.A. Yeah. But in New York, they give you a watch.
Wow. Watch this?
No, because why would you need a car in New York?
Everybody take a taxi. I got a watch.
Watch!
I just did it to make Mac Chase's joke irrelevant. Did you hear about that lady that had been dead for 6 years and her auto...
Who?
Lady in Pontiac, Michigan. She'd been dead for 6 years and nobody knew she was dead because her auto payments and direct deposit was still going on for 6 years.
Yeah.
They paid off of her car.
That'll be me.
Paid off her stuff and the checks kept going into the bank. Payments kept going out. Nobody knew she was dead. And so the dude, like, the contractor was working at a foreclosed home. I guess it didn't pay her bills on a house because it was foreclosed. She found a fucking mummified lady in the back of her Jeep in her garage.
Hey, mummified lady.
She was estimated to be 49 years old.
Mummified lady, ocean lady.
They're thinking since the license plate expired in 2008,
you've been
that was
dead
probably the last
for
time.
About 6 years.
That was probably the last time she was alive, they said, because that
mummified lady, you're a lady.
Or you want to try to read this story? He won't stop singing.
Yeah, it's backing music for your story.
It doesn't work when you're overpowering because the people can't hear what I'm saying. Not that they care. But, yeah, would that be weird?
Finding the lady or being dead?
It wouldn't be weird to be dead because you wouldn't know anything that was going on.
How do you know, though?
Because
I have this
dead,
theory that
don't.
When you die, your brain still lives, right? And so you're just laying there, but you can't move because your body's dead.
That's
but your brain just thinks for eternity.
That's a theory that is That's not a smart theory.
How do you know, though? Because, no one knows until they die.
Because the scientists have hooked people up to there's no activity. The brain is dead. It's called brain dead.
I know, but they fake it.
And that's when they call you deceased. Is when you're brain dead.
Deceased?
When they can't get your heart started for like an hour.
Oh, yeah. When
then
you
they say, well,
resist.
He hasn't had enough oxygen going to his brain.
When you decease and resist.
He's gone. Yeah.
Man. Deceased.
No, I don't know. That would be freaky to find somebody even just to see find a dead body when you're digging in the ground.
Well, no, this contractor's working and he found a Jeep in there. And what would you think? It would be weird enough to find a dead body, but let alone the fact that it was like mummified. She mm-hmm. was literally mummified.
Wow.
How old was it? It was only six years.
Yeah.
It only takes 6 years to mummify.
Well,
I wonder if the Egyptians.
It was the
knew
quote
that.
Was in a mummified state. It didn't decay for some reason.
Must have been cool.
It was. It was cool looking. I saw the picture, but the heat. It was cool because the heat wasn't on, and it was covered in a large amount of black mold throughout the house. And the neighbor said she was a German immigrant who kept to herself and traveled for weeks at a time. And after not seeing her for 6 years, they just thought she moved.
Wow. Just moved and left her house there and everything.
Yeah. Well, you can't take your house with you when you move.
Well, but all your belongings and stuff, they could still see the, you know, everything.
They could see the Jeep Liberty in the fucking garage. They just couldn't see her in the backseat of it because she was laying down dead.
I think the mummified lady, Ocean Lady song has some potential.
Okay. I couldn't hear what you were singing because I was trying to talk.
I know.
Sing it.
Ocean,
but that's what
mummified lady, ocean lady.
Okay, mummified lady, ocean lady.
You've been dead for 6 days.
Years.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't take
years, days, months. They're all the same, dude.
You can't.
Time happens all at the same time.
You can't.
Time happens all at the same time.
You can't.
Didn't you know that?
Can't. What?
Time happens all at the same time.
Okay, what?
That's how time travel is possible, because it's not like you're not going anywhere, really. You're just stepping into a different...
Okay.
It's all happening at once.
It's all happening at
the same... We're recording every episode all at once.
Yeah, this is episode 6. Did you hear that number?
All possibilities are happening.
When was the last time you guys went to McDonald's?
M. Night Shyamalan?
I boycotted
it. Man.
I boycotted
it. I don't know. It's been a while, but not as long as I'd like it to be.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
This morning.
Did you get some meth while you were over there?
No. I went and got a cup of coffee.
There McDonald's half star.
I like their coffee.
Yeah, it's got a little meth.
I don't
in
drink
it.
Their drink coffee.
It's fucking hot, man. You got to let it wait a couple minutes.
There's less arsenic in it.
You put meth in it, and then you heat it up hotter. You can't taste the meth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, screw that.
They put meth in their salt, though, because their food tastes like dump, and then I crave it even after it tastes like
These people found this dude partially nude from the waist down in a McDonald's parking lot. And they arrested him for indecent exposure. And then when they asked him if there was anything they should be concerned about in the vehicle, he said, I think there might be a meth lab in my car.
I think there might be one, but I'm not sure.
Naked man in a McDonald's parking lot.
The methamphetamine cleaning crew were called in and an active meth lab was found in his car.
Nice.
He was found with a quantity of meth in his possession, plastic baggies, and he was just sleeping with his pants off in the front seat. So that's weird.
Nice.
As soon as they opened the door, a gasser bottle tumbled out, which whatever a gasser bottle is, I don't know.
Hmm.
Only crank.
Probably some chemical, a chemist's boiling flask or something.
Yeah, Jesse would know.
I hate Yanny.
The guy from
There's a real guy named Walter White who was busted for meth, and he was on a documentary that I watched on YouTube from the Vice thing, but his name was Walter White, and he was from somewhere, and he had a bunch of money, but then...
Probably from Florida.
Prison.
Dude, that was a long sentence.
You can go to that website. They have they have a contest every year for the longest sentence to
begin
a story.
I can always tell when you're going into a long sentence because you... talking a little bit of a different voice.
Mm-hmm.
You constrict your throat.
I get
in
my ramble voice, and then you start talking. Hey,
sounds like Tommy the Cat.
Tommy the Cat was one of the. I don't know what he says on that song, but I can't really sing it. He was buttering up like the butter off a biscuit.
Buttermilk biscuits.
Woohoo!
Buttermilk biscuits. Oh, man.
O-Malley.
What's your favorite Sir Mix-a-Lot song, Flames?
Them Buttermilk Biscuits. Q-Q.
Swass.
What about Hip Hop Soulja?
No.
Swass. Or Bremolo.
Dude,
it's just a Bremolo.
I was going to talk about this.
Really about
please stop talking
dude,
about
Northwest Pride.
All
right.
Northwest Pride. What about that? The Raiders are coming to Portland.
Ooh, that's a new story in Portland. I don't think it is anywhere else.
I don't care. It's now a new story here. Because I hate sports, so the Raiders are coming to Portland.
I don't think it's going to happen because when I looked on ESPN or in Raiders news, I didn't see anything about it.
Yeah, but ESPN.
Portland's just hopeful, but they already got their soccer team.
You can't
screw that soccer team. Oh,
they
pardon my French.
ESPN and espionage. Okay?
I don't like soccer that much.
Those guys are fucking sports spies.
I'd rather see a pro baseball team or a pro football team.
You get the same excitement from a pro game as you would to go and watch the Volcanoes, the minor league team that you hear. Except for it'd be less crowded.
Yeah. You guys are talking smack right now.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a baseball game over there, the minor league club, any of the minor league clubs?
Yeah, I went once with Mike.
Oh yeah, did you like it? It was pretty exciting. Did you go and did they have that little thing where you pitch and see how fast you pitch?
Yeah.
How fast did you pitch?
I didn't pitch it, though.
Yeah! Did he have a snow
but
cone?
I did catch a foul ball.
Did he have a snow cone? Yeah, of course you do, because you're the only guy in the stand, right?
Nope. No, there was actually quite a few people there, believe it or not.
Yeah, they can pull it in. When I went there, they had a couple ex-Yankees from
the
50s the
Eugene Emeralds.
Gloves and stuff, which was kind of cool, I thought, for, you know, just some minor league thing. But I guess that's what you do. You just go on tour and you'd go and sign autographs and, you know, you'd go and there's plenty of little minor league teams, you know. You could have a big old tour.
Brady's dad was big on that. He goes,
I believe
it,
dude. He goes to spring training every time. Every time there is a spring, he goes.
Mm-hmm. Every spring.
Yep.
Did you give him something extra before I got here?
There was spring training.
Oh,
he did. He gave me
Red Bull. He's got wings on
his
vocal cord.
Gave me tampons with wings.
It's going that way.
Tampons don't have wings, do they?
I'm getting hungry, you guys. Are you guys getting hungry?
No.
Because I want some pizza now, but we're going to have pizza later. And so I'd like to talk a little bit about pizza now and the fact that we'll probably get a pizza that has some sauce. And I'm going to try to give Dustin a run for his money and talk about as fast as I could about stuff that I want to talk about. But there's a team of Santa's fans. He's standing by a hot backpack and the baby poop and the creates four clusters. You ever heard about that? It's in Casta del Fail Tales, but it's in Spain. You guys ever heard of them making fucking sausage with baby poop?
It's
a true story, Flames. Do you want to
get one
here,
of those sausage diaper makers, too.
No,
is that here
Spain.
In America? Oh,
but it's coming soon.
Poop sausage.
Oh, fuck that.
Coming soon to pizza now near you. They found the food safety program. They wrote in the journal that they used 43 infant fecal samples from donated diapers to gather three strains of probiotic bacteria that they need to use some pork sausages. It's just like using probiotic stuff in yogurts where they have cultures in yogurts and stuff like that.
Oh, it's a culture deal. It's a mold.
It helps make the flavor better.
Yes.
It does.
Yeah.
So the source
but
of the bacteria.
But they use poop.
Yeah. Have a baby.
Dude, you know what, though? This is one of those
fecal
things
matter.
Where if you hear you're hearing about it now, but they've been doing it in foods for 20 years.
Yeah. The fecal matter is highly diluted to isolate the bacteria, so there'd be no actual poop in the sausage, just the bacteria from the poop.
They just strain the poop a few times.
See, people might be surprised, like you said, to learn the bacteria for food is frequently derived
fecal
from
bacteria.
Human waste. Yeah.
Fecal bacteria.
You're eating shit. Hans, you like sausage? Hans and Franz. How you doing, Hans? Whoa. That was cool. He just turned on a light.
And then there was light.
And he said, let there be light. And then there was light. And then he said, let there be sound.
Did you hear about that one thing that happened last week?
What happened last week?
Did you hear about that one thing that happened this last week?
I'm not sure. I heard more than one thing happen last week.
What?
Lots of things
dude, I'm
happen.
Talking about that plane vanishing up in the air.
Oh, no. I didn't hear about that.
What?
Dude, I don't, like...
This has happened, dude. A plane vanished in the air, dude. It had, like, 270-some-odd people in there. Bloom! Bam! Dude's gone. They can't even find any of the wreckage in the water over the ocean.
Was it in his, was it at the Bermuda Triangle or what?
Uh-uh.
Is it between Indonesia
they just,
and
they don't know
somewhere?
Where it happened. Yeah, it was out of Malaysia, I think, or somewhere around in that area.
Huh.
There's three Americans on there and a bunch of Chinese and about people from all over. I didn't hear see any stories about people's families, so it always makes you suspicious when they're like,
man,
nobody's like, I'm sad that
people are going. Like,
you know what I'm saying? But yeah. I only read one article, you know. It's not like I'm just like, you know, a bunch of articles and stuff and reading, and, you know, I'm not some investigative reporter. I'm not out there interviewing anybody or anything.
Don't give him Red Bull anymore.
Yeah.
People can't. You're gonna. Is there no way you're gonna slow the episode down to where when we listen? Okay. So they don't know anything about where the plane disappeared to. It just vanished.
It just vanished
off the radar.
They think it just disintegrated up in the air at 35,000 feet.
They lost contact with it.
No
bodies flew out.
Nope.
Was there anybody in the plane?
Bodies flew out.
That's how Mike McGowan.
Nobody flew out.
He's like, was there anybody in there? It's like,
there was many bodies in there.
There was almost 300 people in there, and then they can't find any debris.
It's like when you're from New
Jersey, they can't find any electronica band from Portland.
You say body, no matter if you put a nobody in front of it or somebody or.
A body.
Hey, does anybody got anything to go? Like, anybody? And it's like, oh, when you put something in front of it, it's buddy all of a sudden?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody knows that when you say buddy, that's your friend.
I say Bodie.
Anybody? Are you from fucking, what's that about?
What's that about?
Canada. Dude, he had.
I saw.
Did you?
I saw.
He had. Did you?
That's all.
I saw. Tom. I saw Rob Ford on fucking Jimmy Kimmel, dude.
Really? Was it really him, or were they just making fun of him?
No, it was really him. Jimmy Kimmel flew him down for the Oscars, and he was on the show, and
yeah,
it was pretty funny.
Sweet. I finally watched The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, you did, too.
Yeah.
What was that about?
I was watching some Comcast On Demand, because I've been spending a couple nights down in the Springtucky area while my wife takes care of her grandma. But it was all right. I don't know. I don't even know why I said that.
Who was on there? What'd you watch?
Somebody.
What did he do?
I think I watched the initial first episode or something. I don't know.
Are you talking about Seth Meyers or Fallon?
I'm talking about Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show, dude.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it was. I can't remember.
I watched the one where him and Lindsay Lohan splashed water on each other, which was I was watching that one autoplayed after I was watching the one with Stephen Colbert on there, because I like Stephen Colbert. He's funny.
Stephen Colbert?
Yep.
And the Colbert Report? Not enough.
Dude, they're really funny. If you want to see a guy who's got fucking timing, dude, that guy has fucking got...
I'd like to see him just do regular comedy, not have to be so political all the time.
He's not always political, though. He does fucking hilarious stories. There was one of the stories did the other day. It was funny.
Hey, I forgot to tell you. Anybody listening who cares, my friend and your friend, and not your friend. He's not my friend, but I met him once. Ian Carmel.
Uh-huh. Gonna be on Conan. Is it Carmel or Caramel?
It's Carmel. Actually, he Caramel. Likes to go by Shlomo Pudding Tits.
All right.
Because he's Jewish and fat, and he says that his name shouldn't be Ian Carmel because it sounds like a whimsical British candy shop or something. But he's going to be on Conan on Wednesday. That's today.
What?
Yep, so watch Conan O'Brien tonight on TBS, 8 o'clock, Ian Carmel.
Conan
Who
O'Brien.
I have a video. I have a video of him announcing me at Helium. And now he's on Conan.
Conan O'Brien?
No, Ian Carmel. The whimsical British candy store.
Now you're only 2 degrees from...
2 degrees of separation from Conan O'Brien.
Yep, and plus Kevin Bacon's been on his show.
Plus, I did, a show with Funchess, and he was on Conan twice.
Funchess has a show called Whatchacallit?
No.
Say what?
No, I was on a comedy show. A comedy show, not a TV show.
I know,
show.
But I think you should write that show for
him. Whatchacallit?
Yeah. You should write a pilot for Funchess, dude.
You don't watch Kroll Show, do you?
Nope.
You should watch it. Last week's had a big thing.
I fucking hate that guy.
Well, watch Funchess on it. He's his public defender, and he got to write and star in a whole bit.
I don't hate Kroll. He's pretty funny. He's funny.
He's pretty funny.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
I like that whole cast and the guys that have become popular from the league.
Yeah, Paul Scheer, I didn't know he'd been around, so he was just on the Pete Holmes show the other night, and those guys were both on, like, some MTV show back in
way back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, you know that one guy, he was on Singled Out, right? You know that,
Chris Hart, Softwick. Did you see that thing about Chris Softwick, which was Will Ferrell?
I'll tell you what.
He said they were starting a new show. They got a spinoff on the Oprah Winfrey Network called At Midday.
I think they
should
do.
The host was Chris Softwick, but it was with Will Ferrell.
I think they should do Talking Dead.
And instead of points, they gave out hoints. Hoints! And Chris Hart
talking,
was like,
talking
hoints?
Dead.
He's like, yeah, that's points with a hug. Hoints.
I'll tell you, I got a few things I just remembered.
Tell me.
But it's Talking Dead fucking halar last week before this last week.
With
fucking J.B. Smoove on there, dude. That was fucking awesome shit.
I don't watch
it. It was the shit tits.
I love him. He's hilarious.
Dude, he was fucking
funny.
He's
on We're the Millers.
Because you watched that episode, right, with the Daryl and the other chick?
Yeah.
And he's like, only two things going to happen now. Either you guys are going to become friends, or Daryl, you're going to get some of that booty.
Yeah. You go get some of that booty.
And then he got up and he was all dancing in his bow tie and shit because J.B. Smoove, he's pretty smooth.
I kept waiting for it to happen. They were drinking moonshine and shit, and they were playing that game of like, say something that you have never done, and if you haven't done
it. It is fucking funny. But I didn't know that fucking Daryl was the guy from Boondock Saints.
Which guy from Boondock Saints?
He's one of the brothers.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
No kidding.
Did not know that either. Was he even in the second one? 10 years later?
I think so. They were both in it, weren't
they?
Yeah,
I think so.
I didn't watch the part two. I remember watching part one when it first came out, and I thought it was an awesome movie, and then I never watched it again, and everyone else, it became a cult classic since then.
What's his name was a little too gay in that one for me.
What, part one or two?
Part one, William Dafoe.
Oh.
I think,
spoiler, he wasn't in part two until
the
end. Spoiler.
Yeah. But also, I thought that was funny. But that, you know, the episode was all right, too. But I also thought it was... If you do watch the Bates Motel...
I told you last week, I've already seen the whole fucking first season. The new
one. No, but the new one just came out.
What?
The new episode.
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
Yeah.
I got freaked out.
But did you watch... Now they got a show. It's called Bates Motel After Hours.
Oh, is it Chris Hardwick?
No, it's not Chris Hardwick, but the fucking host is annoying.
Who is it?
Yeah.
Some annoying chick.
Oh.
But she just comes out, and she's all in the camera, and she's all fucking yelling in some screechy little, like, bad voice.
Maybe that's her
real
voice.
And I was like, oh, this is horrible. And all the actors that were on there were like, they seemed like they didn't really want to be there. And then you had Norman, and he was on a TV in the background. I don't know. No, I was like, come on.
I don't know. No,
it's like get somebody, you know, to do it that wants to see it.
Huh. Yeah.
I don't know. Do you really need an after hour? Do you really need a show?
I don't watch those.
Fucking...
I don't watch them. You don't need a show after the show to talk about the show. You can
you
talk about the show.
You need a J.B. Smoove on there to make it worth watching. You know what I'm saying?
If you had someone as funny as J.B. Smoove or this guy, check him out.
What is going on with that? I don't even know what I'm looking at.
It's Chex Mix teeth.
Too bad. You know?
Why isn't this a video? Hey, you know what I listened to first time ever, which I found out was a video fucking podcast also? It's
Comedians, Cars, Coffee?
Getting Doug with High. With Doug Benson.
No.
You ever seen that? Heard it?
Say what?
Getting Doug with High with Doug Benson. He had Funchess and Josh Wolf on there, and they—that's what they do. It's a 45-minute thing,
and then they get dugged.
No, they smoke weed and get dug, and then they talk with High about stuff. He said most of his guests prefer Sensimilia because the indica makes them too tired. And check out what Josh Wolf was talking about. Wait, Josh Wolf? Josh Wolf. He's a comedian who likes to smoke weed. He said that each night he eats a Chibachu.
Every night I ate a Chibachu.
I ate a Chibachu on the show.
And a Chibachu eats me.
Thanks to Jerry Murphy for the Chibachu.
Dude, those things were the fucking shiz, dude. I wish I had a bazillion of those and I could eat them all day long.
We will sponsor.
Just because they taste fucking good.
We will sponsor you guys. I mean, you guys should sponsor us. We will say your name, Chibachu.
They taste
Chibachu.
Better than caramel.
Oh, man. Better than Ian Carmel. They're better than any caramel I've ever heard. Tasted, smelled, whatever.
Meow.
So yeah, I've been watching the 4400. I'm up to the promyacin. What? Promyacin now is better.
Oh yeah, would you take it?
No, dude.
What? Why not?
I want my brain to be fully developed.
50-50 chance.
I want to be, well, yeah, but they got sick. It was, I don't know, man. That guy got in trouble. Peter Coyote, he's out. He's mm-hmm. going to prison. Ow. And the one, I don't know. It's getting deep, dude, is what it is. It's getting deep.
It is, man. People making some big choices, huh?
Yeah, and you know what? I started last night, and I shouldn't even fucking be fucking around with it because I'm Uh-oh. Already in the 4400. Uh-oh. And I got Portlandia, Broad City Uh-oh. Review. Fucking House of Cards.
Oh, yeah. I kept thinking that you watched the whole episode in one day.
Or the whole fucking season. But I don't remember any of it. That's what you said last week.
But I watched season two since then.
House of Cards has two seasons?
Yeah, they just came out with season two on Netflix.
I thought it was a one.
No. It's been two seasons.
So, you know, and I don't like the political thing, but then it had that.
Oh, it's kinda, it's more than politics.
It sucks you in right at the beginning because Kevin Spacey got fucked, and he was supposed to be the dude. And then they said, "Hey, we know he said you're the dude, but you're not the dude." So and then
what?
His wife's all pissed at him because she said, "We had plans. You were supposed to be the dude." Well, no, I got to be there in Congress. But you know, he got fucked in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So then there's all this stuff spiraling. Mm-hmm. And that one girl,
and then he talks to the camera.
He does. He breaks down the fourth wall, like, all mm-hmm. the time. What the fuck's, like, when he killed the dog in the first scene? He start talking
dude,
to the camera.
He is.
He's pretty ruthless, isn't he?
Dude, he is a villain to be villainous.
He's like, sometimes you need to do things that need to be done to take care of something to cause less suffering. Snap dog neck. Oh.
Dude, wait until...
No more pain.
Well, you know.
I'm going to wait because it's going to take me forever, I'm sure, because yep. I got so many... I can't be wasting my time fucking watching TV shows all day, dude.
Yeah.
I got shit to do.
You need to get a pair of those Google glasses.
I got shit to do, nigga.
You
got to
get a pair of those Google glasses.
It's not Friday, and I got shit to do. I know I smoke weed, and I don't have a job, but it ain't Friday, and I got shit to do. You know what? People say that it's so hard, and they're so looking up to comedians who write a brand new hour of material every year.
Uh-huh.
You see my post the other day?
Uh-uh.
Somebody reminded me in an obvious fact the other day that if you just write 5 minutes of new material per month, that's a fucking hour. Uh-huh. That's an hour a year right there.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is it? I can write. I started to write a new 5 minutes because I want to write 5 minutes a month because then I'll have a new hour, and I want to stockpile my jokes. But how do you mm-hmm. know if they're good without trying them out at an open mic?
I don't know.
And it's like a band. You learn a new song, you get a new funny joke, you want to go out and tell it and mix it in with all your old jokes, right? You got to be diligent.
You got to be a superstar. Well, that's just in life. You got to be diligent to get things done.
Do you think twins' pussies look alike? I bet they do.
Nope.
What? Have you ever fucked a twins? A twins. A set of them. Have you ever fucked one half of a twin? You fucked a twin. Did you ask her if her sister's pussy looked exact? You should have said yours.
Well, the only time I fucked a twin was when I bought that 2-pack of Twinkies. And I fucked them both.
Oh, that's right. Your wife's a twin. You can't say that off of air. So do you ever get a chance to see your sister-in-law's?
No.
No, okay. Well, if you ever do, let us know if they look the same. You can let us know off the mic. But, no, I had a big crush on a set of twins that seemed super hot
mm-hmm.
when I was in the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then now that I look back into the yearbook,
yeah.
They're not that hot. They're just
now
like,
that you're looking at them when they were in black and white photos.
Yeah, and they're just
17.
Regular 14-year-old girls.
Mm-hmm.
They should be hotter than that. Hey, did you guys hear the other day? We got new neighbors recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, about a month or two ago. And I was loading some gear into the jam room there. And the neighbor girl's all, "Hey, are you in that band?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And she's like, "You guys are really good." And then I was like, "Yeah, that's cool." Because she was like at least a 9 or 10
oh, yeah?
year old.
Oh.
That's and all, yeah. That's awesome.
And that way that secures our fucking future for the band when young people like us. Mm-hmm. My wife thought that that was
plus
a poor taste.
Plus, they probably won't complain about you playing music.
My wife thought that was a poor taste joke because it makes me not look like a pedophile. Because the first time I said it, I was like, she's a cute. She's a really cute girl. She's the new neighbor girl, and she's at least a 9 or a 10-year old.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, that's not funny. People will think that you're... She also doesn't like when I say that my neighbor's house got broken into and I feel paranoid and I don't know how to deal with it. And by it, I mean the guilt. She's like, don't say that because then people think that you're breaking into your neighbor's house. And I said, it's a joke. So now I changed it to my son's Xbox recently got stolen out of our own house. I was like, it's got me feeling paranoid and I don't know how to deal with it. And by it, I mean the guilt. And then somebody's all, how much did you get for it? And I was like, $300. Paid my power bill for 2 months. Sorry, son. So she likes that better because it makes it look like I'm just selling our kids toys. Because our kids are 23. They don't need to have $300 toys when we can't barely pay our bills.
Man.
They just sit on the fucking bed all day. Fucking faggot. Fucking motherfucker faggot. Thought you had my back, faggot. Fucking faggot. What the fuck, faggot? That's Call of Duty. That's what happens when kids play Call of Duty.
You like movies? You ever watch a movie?
Hey, I remember that question from before. What the fuck happened, dude? Did we get off of this?
Movies happen, dude.
That was a tangent.
We talked about a movie.
Okay. What we already talked about? You got another one to talk about?
Sure.
Let's talk about another movie.
Well, I got movie. The top 10, a list of top 10 lists.
Okay. Hans, you ever watch movies? When was the last time you went to the movie theater? Last time I went to the movie theater was to see The Rum Diaries with fucking...
What?
Yeah.
You're that big a Johnny Depp fan? You go
no,
see all his movies
no,
in the
no.
theater?
No, my wife chose that because that's what was playing. We had a gift card. Don't judge.
What else was playing?
Judge not. I didn't have a choice. I let my wife... I would have if I...
All I did was ask...
If I
would have
put my foot down,
playing.
Which I only have one, so it's easy, but if I put my foot down, my wife would have went to see whatever. But I was being nice, taking
no,
her out on a date, and
I
said...
What else was playing?
I don't know because I didn't even look. I said, you choose whatever you want. Rum Diaries? Okay, cool. What are you, an alcoholic?
Is it any good?
No, I fell asleep.
Movies are too expensive anymore.
I fucking
anymore.
Hate Johnny Depp.
Dude, I watched this show that was on after Shark Tank this last week, and they had this thing on there, the things you wouldn't believe. You know, like, you know, you go to the manicure, and they're always using those tools that they don't disinfect between customers and stuff, and rubbing,
yeah,
like...
Yeah.
Garlic peels over your feet and things like that.
That's fucking
but
gross.
One of them was fucking, they were saying fucking, one guy was like, movie theaters, they have like rats on the ground and stuff, like crawling up.
What?
And cockroaches. Because think of it, dude, you walk down there and there's a sticky floor and then they turn off all the lights. Who knows what's down there?
Yeah.
So just watch out. Watch out, you know. Watch out. Here's number 10, Ride Along. You were going to watch that movie, Ride Along. You excited to watch that movie when it comes out on Netflix, Ride Along?
What is that, Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan?
Something like that. Mm. No, it's not those two, but it's something like
that. Oh, that was Cop Out, sorry.
Cop Out, that was all right.
Ride Along.
Kevin Smith, you know, he directed
that,
right?
Oh, no, it's that little fucking nimcompoop.
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Hart is in Ride Along.
But Kevin Smith directed... Cop Out.
Okay, well, Kevin Hart is in Ride Along,
yeah,
and he's, yeah, that little pipsqueak.
Yeah.
I don't like that dude. I don't like him. I don't know why.
I'm not a big fan.
He's fucking overrated.
Yep.
He was the number one well-paid, like, 2012 comic. Fucking little pipsqueak. That's he's a pipsqueak. Kevin Hart's a pipsqueak. Okay, go ahead. Next movie.
12 Years of Slave Okayan.
Lots of awards won in that. Was Oprah in that one?
I don't know.
Samuel?
Oprah's in every movie, if you think about it.
How do you figure?
Money.
I just wanted you to think about it.
Well, that reminds me of something. How many kids do you think, like, famous rock stars from the early and late 60s, like Mick Jagger? He probably got a lot of kids, illegitimate kids.
70 or 80.
You think so? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's got one in every city.
And pretty soon, you know, it may be way more than that, and to where you could just be like, yeah, what's your nationality? Oh, I'm 1/16th Mick
it's
Jagger.
It's like that one guy.
You could be like Indians. I'm 1/16th
Mick
Jagger.
It's like that
Mick
one guy. I can't remember the one guy. But the one guy had sex with so many people in China that like 1 in 1,200 people are like...
Mick Jagger.
Part of his lineage.
That's what I'm saying. So you could be 1/16th of that dude instead of 1/16th Chinese.
Crazy. Number eight.
All right.
Great.
Is this the top 10 movies of something?
Yeah, of the in the theaters.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't even know what's out there.
Who was that doing countdowns for? So that was Death Metal Dave doing the numbers for us. Dude, he did awesome on like his commercials for Pizza Now and stuff like that. He was on top of that stuff.
Hell yeah. He's got a good announcer voice. He can go right into announcer voice.
Yep.
Dave Forsythe here. We're talking to you about Pizza Now. Okay, number eight.
Frozen.
Isn't that animated kind of Pixar?
Yeah, it's in, that one guy's in it.
Fuck that. I'm done with kids' movies.
What about 3 Days to Kill?
Nope.
No.
What that another is movie? That?
I don't know.
I'll Kill 3 Days.
Is that 30 Seconds to Mars?
The Monuments Men.
I don't know. I've
What?
I don't.
You haven't heard of The Monuments Men? George Clooney, Matt Damon, Bill Murray, and all those other movies?
Okay, the first two people that you said is the main reason I probably haven't heard about it, because I fucking hate those guys.
Looks all right.
I don't like George Clooney. I don't hate him. There's movies they've been in that I like, but
I don't
Matt
have
Damon
time to watch movies.
I'm not on the radar for Matt Damon and George Clooney.
Well,
I love Bill Murray, but I'm not on really.
You know what? But one thing I'll say about Matt Damon and George Clooney is like most of their movies I at least enjoy and have, you know, good stories because they're pretty picky about, you know, the roles. And if it interests me, I at least know that it's going to be well acted.
That's true. You know? That's true. That's true. But fuck
but it's not like, oh my God. Matt Damon, I gotta go and see it or anything like that.
I'm just always afraid.
I haven't even fucking watched one of the goddamn Bourne movies.
What?
I've even seen First
the Bourne Supremacy.
See, goddamn fucking Matt Damon lover.
I've
the Bourne Ultimatum.
You guys are all the Bourne hole wanting to fuck him up the ass.
The Bourne Ultimatum hole. Okay, number seven.
No, but the Monuments Men is about those guys that have to go and save the fucking artifacts from the Nazis after the war ended. Because they were all destroying
Indiana Jones and the
stuff like that.
I don't even care.
But Bill Murray's in it.
Okay, well, that's a plus for them, but probably
I'll
not.
I'll watch it when it comes on.
Okay,
the
number five.
Son of God!
Oh, the Bible, part two.
Yep.
The New Testament.
Yep.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, they should make a Jesus movie out of Legos because that beat them out this week again.
Who's in it?
God. Jesus.
Whoa, he's farting in the
Jesus microphone. Is in that.
Okay.
Nonstop. Never gonna stop. Never gonna stop. Because
they got a long cock. It's as big as an Evian.
I wonder if that song is in that. You think that song is in that movie?
Yeah, I know
it.
All right, I'll make you bet both of you a dollar. I'll
okay.
say it is.
No, that's all right.
Virtual shake. I shook on it. It's on.
This one you might be excited to see.
Okay.
Mr. Peanuts and Sherman.
No.
Dude, are you serious?
Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
No. I wasn't really a Peabody fan growing up as a small child. Mr.
Okay.
Peabody the dog.
I have no idea what it is about.
Mr. Peabody the dog. Remember the cartoon?
The cartoon, Mr. Peabody and
the
Sherman.
The talking dog.
Wasn't
Remember?
It from fucking
Smart
Bullwinkle?
Dog, real intelligent.
Was it from Bullwinkle?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, well, no, he was like when Rocky and Bullwinkle show were on.
Yeah.
He was in the same.
I was really stoned back then, and I don't remember parts of my childhood.
Yeah.
Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
This was like the...
I think I'd remember him if I saw him.
Yeah.
He talked funny, didn't he?
Kinda.
What cartoon character doesn't smell...
Dude, why is there so much animosity in the studio today? Is it because it's Wednesday?
Meow.
It's a Wednesday. No, number one is
we all need to
new,
do the purple tip dip.
Oh, can you guess the new number one movie?
Number one movie, Gravity.
Nope, that's not even on there.
Oh, on the movies now.
Yeah. Pizza Now, the movie. Okay, tell us. We can't guess, dude. Give us the number one. I'm going to peek on your list if you don't tell us.
Oh, it's 300, Rise of an Empire.
Oh, God, I hate those movies. It's just so...
Why?
Violent.
I don't know.
It's
They're
violent.
Too long and it's too old, and I don't care about it. Sparta, Gladiator, 300. I'd rather just listen to Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
I could listen
There's
to
There's that one dude.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Peabody.
Yeah.
That guy's an idiot. What's in a box's CD player today? Hans, you don't like those kind of movies, do you? Tell me you don't. But, you know, that's what people like to listen to. I mean, watch movies. Hey, speaking of watching movies and listening to music, Hans is listening to an original motion picture soundtrack today.
Let me guess, Hair.
No.
Grease.
Both of those are kind of close because greasy hair. It's got Dennis Hopper in the movie.
Blue Velvet.
Yep.
Blue.
Angelo Badalamenti.
Isabella Rossellini.
Yep, and Angelo Badalamenti.
And Dean Stockton.
He's still kicking.
So, David Lynch, I don't know who. I wonder who all's on that. It's probably just the motion picture background music, like the.
What?
The Blue Velvet soundtrack. It's not like songs
it's
by
just
bands.
It's Jay-Z's remixes of Blue Velvet, the song.
Hans
by
loves
Alanis Morissette.
Hans loves
Jay-Z.
Man,
wasn't that the name Alanis?
Me and Hans, no, between the two of us, we have the whole Jay-Z collection.
No way.
And then we woke up.
I loved when those guys got together with Nickelback to create the worst super group in the entire world.
Yes.
Who did that? Who did?
Jay-Z and Nickelback. They did a fucking video together.
What were they called? Jizzback?
Jizzback. That was a good one.
Jizzback.
I'm stealing that.
The Blue Velvet soundtrack by Angelo Badalamenti is a dark combination of classic compositions with vintage modern pop songs, which mirrored the film's unstateless, timeless setting envisioned by David Lynch in the unsettling neo-noir atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Mr. Motormouth from Motormouth fucking little mini-man. Mm-hmm. Mini cars.
It has unconventional use of vintage pop songs such as Bobby Vinton's Blue Velvet and Roy Orbison's In Dreams.
What was that last one?
In Dreams by Roy Orbison.
Okay.
Yes, Entertainment Weekly ranked Blue Velvet at number 100 on their list of 100 greatest film soundtracks.
Good job, Hans. You're listening to mainstream top 100 movie soundtracks, just like we knew you always would. Hey, I'm not going to play the song because don't want to, and I know you guys are probably hearing about him, but today is Ron Funchius' birthday. Happy birthday, Ron Funchius.
Happy birthday.
He's on Bob's Burgers. He's on everything. Alex Elkin also, local comedian. Alex Elkin.
He's also on that other show, too.
Which one?
The pilot that you just wrote for him.
Oh, yeah. I can't. We'll have to listen back to Monday's show to remember the name of it, though. It's called What You Talk About or What You Call or something. Anyway, Alex Elkin, happy birthday. He's putting on that big comedy contest that I'm in, and so that's going to be cool. So happy birthday to Alex and happy birthday to Ron. And then that's all I got. That's all I got. Hey, and don't forget Toe Tag is coming.
I saw
Friday Toe Tag.
You know, it was the birthday this last week of the Happy Birthday song turned 90 or something.
Who's that?
Stephen Colbert couldn't play it on his show, so he sang a new birthday song to the background of the national anthem.
It's funny, Kurt Braunholer started to sing, Hey Jew, and he's like, stop, we can't, we'll have to edit this out if you sing any more, and don't... You can't sing anything, any even melody of a song like by the Beatles or anything on TV. You have to pay like $10,000.
Yep. Hey, Jew.
Hey,
Jew, don't take that back. That hey, was Jew. My money, and you're a Jew.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a tattoo you wanted removed?
Yeah.
No.
I do.
He says yay, I say nay. Would you go through laser surgery to remove it?
No, I just get it covered with another
cool,
one.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
Did you know that 50 Cent had a lot of his tattoos removed?
No.
Why? When he first started acting, because he spent so much time in the makeup room having them covered up.
With just, like, brown stuff?
I guess.
That's weird. So I wonder if it's harder to get laser tattoo removal on darker pigment skin.
What about it?
Probably
I wonder if it's
white.
Harder than like if you're a white person.
No, it just turns you white.
If you got lighter. Oh, it turns your black skin white.
Don't you turn my black skin white?
Yeah,
so
you
got a 60s song.
Yeah, yeah, Nicolette Crystal, Larson. Oh, Crystal Gayle.
Crystal Gayle.
That's her sister.
Did you know that people have isolated that one thing and those thingamabobbers?
I heard that. Would you please expound?
Okay,
so the listeners know what we're talking
scientists
about.
Scientists have isolated the capsaicin gene in peppers.
Oh, capsaicin.
So now you're going to be able to get super fiery hot peppers.
Yeah.
Or peppers that don't have any heat at all.
Why would you want peppers that didn't have heat?
I don't know. Maybe you like the flavor, but you can't eat them because of the digest, because you cause you problems and hemorrhoids.
So why don't you just...
problems with
but now imagine,
right,
dude, they're going to be able to like make super concentrated pepper spray. They're going to make a pepper spray bomb and drop it on...
used ghost peppers.
On a fish.
Huh.
And it just melts into your skull.
Is that true?
What?
What you just said.
About the fish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fish.
Is it like a spicy fish?
It's a spicy fish.
Have you ever had swordfish?
Swordfish?
Sword.
A swordfish.
A sword?
Nick Swordfish.
Nick Swordfish?
Swordfish is good, man.
Swordbird.
I've had shirk.
Shirk?
You've had shirk?
I've had shirk.
See, what happened when people started putting R's in words that aren't really have R's in them? Like my grandparents, they used to say, get in there to the toilet and take a piss in there in the toilet.
The toilet?
Or wash your clothes. We're going up to Washington. And then all of a sudden, Irma Gerd. Where's the turlet? I'm going to Washington. Unnecessary R's all over the place in our language today. Irma Gerd, I'm going to Washington. I gotta go to the turlet.
Did you know a man was arrested? He was pulled over this week and he blew the limit on his blood alcohol content. And you know what he told the fucking officer that he was doing?
I don't know.
What's that?
What his excuse was? He said his wife told him he had been drinking too much, so he decided to drive it off.
That's the smartest thing to do.
And he was headed to the bar to have a few beers.
He's going to go drink it off after he got done driving it off.
He misunderstood. She said sleep it off. Did you say drive it off? Okay, I'll be back. I'm going down to the bar in my car to see if I can get a little more sober. All right, you guys, we've come to the end of another Hump Day show. If you haven't had sex during the program, please make plans to do so as soon as possible. It's Hump Day. We need you to get out there and do some humping. Spread your seeds.
Boom, boom.
Go to tagcastpodcast.com and give us a dollar.
And don't forget to shit your pants.
Yeah, and if you have a chance to, you should shit your friend's pants.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's way better. It than is. Shitting your own pants.
Right.
Yeah. I shit my friend's pants at a strip club once.
Mm-hmm.
It was fucking gross. This girl had just stubbed her camel toe right on my knee.
Mm.
Actually, it was my stub, but I didn't tell her that I only had one leg, so... go to terrygile.com. Go back to TagCast after that and click on the Amazon link and go buy some stuff for your family. Because they'll think you're cooler and we'll get some money.
Dude, there was a funny comedian on David Letterman the other night and he fucking referenced Paul on a question. It was fucking hilarious because he's like...
What'd he say?
Because the comedian's like, I looked at Amazon the other day and they sell... 100 pack of condoms. And I was like, who's needing that many condoms? Paul? And then there was a pause and people were laughing and Letterman's like, yeah, yeah, he does. And Paul's like, yeah, that's right, I do.
Paul uses a lot of condoms. You should get him a rubber plant.
Yep, the guy was funny though, I can't remember his name.
That's what happens with comics. You think they're funny, but you can't remember their name. My name's Terry Guile. Don't forget, you guys, come out to OLCS. That's Oregon's Last Comedian Standing, March 21st. You can hear about it in the plugs. Thanks for being here, Flames. Let's go get some pizza.
Meow. You guys pizza
have,
now.
Good. Have a good hump day. We'll see you on Friday. We'll take some acid.
And rock on.
And psychedelic metal.
Meow.
And meow. And I'm smoking a Duracell. Hey, all you taggots. What's going on out there? I'm going to give you a chance to go check out some stuff if you want. There's a couple shows coming up just this weekend that you might not want to miss. Toe Tag and World of Lies, Planet Slab Town on Friday night. I believe that's the 14th. And also that night, if you're in the Springfield, Eugene area, go see 30 Pound Test. They're good fellas. We got some open mic comedy stuff that's always happening every other Monday at Taylor's Bar and Grill, 13th and Kincaid. It's Doggone Comedy. Then you got Tiny Tavern open mic on Wednesdays, 4th and Blair. Thursday night, open mic at Green Room, which is inside Doc's Pad, 710 Willamette. That's 9 p.m. And the Kush Cafe every Friday at 1235 Railroad Boulevard in Eugene. Lots of places to go. Lots of opportunities for you to go try your hand at stand-up comedy if that's what you're into. I haven't updated my list for very long, so there's going to be a short list, I guess. April 21st is Doug Benson at the 4th Annual 420 Wow Hall Show. Always a day late, that guy. Go online and find out about tickets for that. Here's some shows that are music-oriented coming up here. May 3rd, it's Nile, Seasons of Suffering, and World of Lies at the Hawthorne Theater. Tickets are $13.50 in advance, $15 at the door. We'll go backwards. Also, Sunday, March 30th, Carcass, Black Dahlia Murder, Gore Guts, and Noisem, Hawthorne Theater. Advance tickets are $25, $28 at the door. What else we got? March 17th, The Sword and Big Business, and Old Brother at the Hawthorne Theater, $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Queens of the Stone Age is coming in April, but they're already sold out. Mastodon is coming in April as well. I think there's still tickets available for that. I really don't have my list together very well, but I do want to tell you about Oregon's Last Comedian Standing coming up for the next three Fridays. Actually, about the next six Fridays in Eugene at Kowloon's. That's 2222, four twos, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, right there by Autzen Stadium. There's a little club in there called The City, and it's every Friday at 8 o'clock. It's $5 at the door. We'll have the qualifying rounds on the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th, and then we'll have the semifinals on the following Fridays after that. The finals are on the 18th of April. That's all at Kowloon's in Eugene, The City, inside that Chinese restaurant there. And don't forget about the next installment of Denny's Grand Slam Comedy Show. Still working on the lineup, but it's looking pretty good. So that's going to be March 28th. It's a Friday night, as always, the last Friday of the month at Denny's for the Grand Slam Comedy Show. And I think that's all we've got. There's other shows coming up. I know Moshe Kasher, or however you say that, he's coming to Eugene, as is Aziz Ansari, as is Aziz. Some other people coming, but we'll have to wait till next week because I failed to get my shit together. But whatever. So thanks for listening, you guys, and we will see you next week. Go to tagcastpodcast.com and check that shit out. There's all kinds of stuff there for you. Click on the donate icon, give us some money, or click on the Amazon icon and go do some shopping. I'm going to go smoke some more weed. Peace out.